And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Back Home Again in Cincinnati. Yes, back home again in Cincinnati after our rather brief trip to the vacation country on and around Lake Michigan. We went up there to try to find our old friend Yuki Butcha. When we found him, he still hadn't gotten back his memory. The rich lady who adopted him gave a big party, and Mayor Plumfront had an idea for getting Yuki's memory back. He served Limburger cheese sandwiches to more than 200 guests at that party. Mrs. Saxfold didn't like that. She told us to get off the estate, so we came back home. Come join us now. Sparky and the mayor and I are in the living room of our home in Cincinnati.
I'm telling you, it was worth every minute of it.
I wish you two would tell me what's so funny here.
Oh, the mayor and I were just talking about Mr. Saxfold, thank God.
Oh, Buster, if I live to be 100 years older than I am right now, I don't think I'll ever see anything funnier than that look on Mrs. Saxfold's face when when she found out that we were serving Limburger cheese sandwiches to her high and mighty society friends at that there party. Oh, boy, I tell you.
Well, you may have started out to embarrass Mrs. Saxfold with those Limburger cheese sandwiches, but you see what she did. She ordered you to leave her island.
What?
Well, she had the last laugh. That little trick of yours will cost you a few votes come next election time.
Oh, who cares? Who cares, Buster? It was worth it just to see the surprised look on her face when when she sniffed them there sandwiches that we were serving.
You won't be laughing so hard when next election time rolls around. And it serves you right for deliberately playing such a mean trick on Mrs. Saxfold.
Now, Buster, I didn't deliberately do no such thing. I told you I served them there Limburger cheese sandwiches with marinated herring because that I knew that Yuki likes them so much, and I just figured that it might help bring back his memory.
And it did, almost. Yuki said fine, the first familiar word that he said since he lost his memory.
Yeah, but what good did the mayor's scheme do us? Mrs. Saxfold got angry with us and ordered us off the island. She threatened to have us arrested for trespassing. Now look where we are, back home in Cincinnati, and Yuki's up there in Michigan.
Well, now, Buster, just calm down, calm down. I'll figure out something we can do. You just calm down and be quiet.
Okay, Mayor. We'll see what you can come up with.
Well, Mayor, why do you keep pacing back and forth like that?
I'm trying to think, lad. I'm trying to think. Trying to think of a plan that we can use to get Yuki back home with us so as we can work on him to get his memory back.
Well, I don't know how we can legally get Yuki home. After all, Mrs. Saxfold has adopted him. He's her son now.
Ah, phooey. Who ever heard of a grown-up man Yuki's age being adopted?
Well, I guess it isn't done very often. In fact, Yuki's case is the first one I ever even heard of. But Mrs. Saxfold has done it.
Buster, do you mean to tell me that you really think that that there rich Mrs. Saxfold can legally adopt Yuki Butcher?
Well, Mayor, you know the law as well, or perhaps even better than I do.
Yeah, she's got it. Mrs. Saxfold has adopted Yuki. She's her son. It's all legal. Nothing we can do about it.
Well, then, does that mean that we're going to have to give up trying to help you get
Yuki? Oh, no. Not your Tim type. No, no. Give up ain't part of Plumfront's language. I don't know the meaning of the word give up. Last thing in the world that old Plumfront will ever do is give up. Why, when you say give up to old Mayor Plumfront, you're saying something that old Plumfront don't even know the meaning of, you see.
Well, then what are we going to do? I mean, we're here in Cincinnati. He's up in the middle of Lake Michigan on Mrs. Saxfold's private island, where she's warned us to stay off of, or she'll have us arrested. So how are we going to get to Yuki to make him, get back his memory?
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to figure out, lad. Now, I don't mind telling you, this is one problem got me stumped. Frankly, I give up.
You give up?
Well, Mayor, just a minute ago you said you didn't know the meaning of give up.
Well, now, Buster, you know what I mean. When I say I give up, that's a little different kind of giving up than the kind of give up I was talking about when I say that I don't know the meaning of it. You follow me?
No, I lost you way out there in left field somewhere, Mayor. I don't follow you.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you see, when I say I give up, that's a different kind of give up than the... Oh, me, I give up. I can't explain it. Just take my word for it, fellas. Old Plump Front never gives up. Old Plump Front doesn't know the meaning of the words. Give up.
Yeah, so it seems. But, Mayor, we're going to have to give up. Mrs. Saxpole is in full command of this situation.
What? You mean to give up Yuki as a friend? Off it, John.
Well, now, Sparky, what else can we do? After all, Mrs. Saxpole has adopted Yuki. He is her son now, and she doesn't want him associating with us. She figures that he belongs to a different kind of people.
We're a un-American, that's what it is. It's against all the principles of our grand and glorious Constitution. Yuki's got a right to choose his own friends. There must be a constitutional amendment or something in there that guarantees that there is
the... Well, that's right, and
sure.
We're the ones who Yuki would choose as his friends, because after all, we always were his best friends.
That's right.
Well, look, boys, Mrs. Saxpole thinks that she can restore Yuki's memory. I say let her try. If she is successful, chances are Yuki will remember everything.
Including us.
Right, including us. And when Yuki's back to normal again, nothing in the world will keep him away from us.
Say, I never thought of it that way. Yeah, that's right. Good.
Sure. Mr. Sachs will just try and make Yuki get his memory back, and then he'll remember that we're his best friends, and everything will be just like it used to be.
Excepting that Yuki will be Mrs. Sachs' full son.
Oh. Yeah, I forgot. Didn't stop to think of that.
Yeah, but that's not bad, lad. That's good. You see, Yuki will be a rich millionaire, and he'll live in that great big house that looks like a castle out on Yorick Hill Road, you see.
Hey, that's right. And Yuki will probably invite us out there to visit him, and then we'll get to see what that old castle looks like inside.
Sure. I've always wanted to know what that there castle looks like inside. Looks like this will be our chance.
Yeah, that's right. I've wondered about that, too.
You know, there's another thing that's nice about Yuki being a millionaire's son.
At least for Yuki. That's the fact that he'll never have to worry about his future. Did you ever think of that?
That's right. Old Yuki will be able to quit his job driving that broken-down old taxi cab of his, and he can take it easy for the rest of his life.
Yeah, but I bet even if he is a millionaire that Yuki won't quit driving his taxi cab, because he likes it too much.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that in the least. Can you imagine a millionaire taxi cab driver in an old 1913 Model T?
Yes, I can imagine it, because somehow it sounds just like something that Yuki would do.
Yes, it does. Well, okay then. We all agree that the thing to do is to just let Mrs. Saxhole go on with her own plan to restore Yuki's memory, right?
Yeah, right.
Right.
Okay. Well, I guess that just about brings us back to normal, then. The only thing that we can do now is sit back and wait for Yuki to return to normal.
Well, I just happened to think of something, though.
What did you happen to think of, lad?
Well, what if Mrs. Saxpole takes Yuki away from Cincinnati? I mean, what if she doesn't bring him back home from Michigan? Maybe she goes someplace else. I mean, goes away even further.
Ooh. I didn't look at it from that angle. What do you think, Buster? Think that Sparky's got something there?
Well, it's always a possibility. But I think it's a remote one. After all, Mrs. Saxpole has, you know, she's got that big home here in Cincinnati and a lot of money tied up in the town. I just can't see how she would leave for good.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Well, just the same, we better not trust her too far. She doesn't like it, you know. And she doesn't want Yuki to be friends with us. We better be on guard, because she might try to trick us some way.
Oh, Sparky, don't be so skeptical.
Oh, telephone's ringing. I'll bet that's Maxie Finster or Charlie Clamerding or Rabbit Ear Fakisha. I've gotten a call from them for a long time. Hello? Oh. Yes, this is the little boy who lives with Big John. Just a minute, please. Hey, Big John, it's for you. It's the lady. The voice sounds familiar, but I don't know who she is.
Well, give me the telephone. Hello? Yes, this is Big John. Oh, hello, Mrs. Saxpole.
Mrs. Saxpole, now that's no long-distance call. What's she doing back here in Cincinnati?
Uh-huh. Yes, I see. You don't say. Well, now, isn't that something? Is that a fact? Well, what do you know about that? My.
Well, she's probably bawling Big John out for what we did, because she was pretty mad when we served ribbons and cheese to her high society friends at that party.
Why, of course, Mrs. Saxpole, we'd be glad to. Right. We'll be right over. Goodbye.
Well, what'd she have to say
hey,
there?
Hey,
about
what'd she say? What was...
She invited us all to come over to her house on Yorick Hill Road. She said that she wants to talk to us about something important right away.
She wants to ball us all out together about that Limburger cheese.
Oh, me. Is that it, Buster?
No. She told me that the reason she came home to Cincinnati is because the Limburger cheese made such a hit with her friends, and she said she wanted to thank us for making her party such a big success, and that she's got something else very important to talk to us about.
Well, what do you know? It looks like your scheme to embarrass Mr. Sackbull backfired, Mayor. Made her all the more popular.
Oh, I'm not worried about that, lad. But I am wondering. I'm wondering what she wants to talk to us about.
Yeah, me too. Wants us to come out there to that castle where she lives. Tonight. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Boy, kids, I still don't trust that Mrs. Sackville. At first, she didn't want Yuki Butcher to have anything to do with us, and now she invites us to come over to her home. You should see that home. It's real lonely and dark out there in that part of town. The house sits up on a hill overlooking the Ohio River. Looks like an old castle. You know, like kings used to live in back in the ancient days, but it sure is spooky. And right now, it's nighttime. And we have to go out there?